Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Hubert Davis is different in his own special way. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Thursday was Hubert's first sponsor luncheon, and I didn't expect much because he was doing so many interviews and speaking engagements, he must be tired of them. I was wrong, dead wrong. Hubert didn't do it, in fact, doesn't do it like other coaches because he is so darn human. He tells you exactly what's on his mind and in his heart, and some leaders wouldn't dare do that. But Carolina's new basketball coach has a positive mind and a pure heart. You can tell it. For confirmation, read Tim Cruthers' profile on Davis in the September-October issue of the Carolina Alumni Review. You won't finish without wiping your eyes at least once. Growing up, Hubert got encouragement from only his mother and father. Everyone else pretty much scoffed at his dream to go to Carolina and play basketball. After all he accomplished on the court, he will never discourage any of his players. They might get a little tough love from him, but mostly encouragement. Davis thinks encouraging kids is even more important in today's world. He mandates every player to come by the office each week and talk to him or one of his assistants about everything but basketball. He says he can't coach them well if they don't get to know each other. The recent turnaround of the Tar Heels may hit some bumps, but it's obvious now that they are playing better because they know their new head coach, are listening to him, and trust him. Play hard, play smart, play together. It's written all over our locker room, he said of UNC's mantra. Not one time have I ever heard a player say he didn't like what happened by doing that. When he visited Chapel Hill after his old coach, Dean Smith, retired and found his office in the basement of the Smith Center, Hubert said, his name is on the building. What is he doing in the basement? He said he wasn't moving into Roy Williams' big office until Roy had his own office in the basketball suite, nowhere else. Hubert says he's a visual learner. On the first day of practice, every player opened his locker to find a picture of the Superdome in New Orleans, where the 2022 Final Four will be played. Smith did that in 1992, and the vision worked for him 6 months later. This is Archansky. See ya.